Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to my podcast. If you are new here, welcome. If you are returning, thank you, and welcome again. Tonight's episode is called Learning How to Love Myself All Over Again. And see, this is a topic that I know that everyone can relate to. As human beings, we kind of lose ourselves along the way. Something like what happened to me. Back then, I never really understood what it meant to take care of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. I grew up the type of person who always extended a helping hand, even in my times of differences and battles and struggles. Even till this day, it just always made me feel great to be able to help others in the midst of my own storms. And ultimately, that's what helps me along the way. That's what gives me my power to keep going. I used to give so much advice back then, so much advice, to the point where I didn't even take my own. You know, I started to dig deeper into others' problems, and like I mentioned in the beginning, I kind of lost myself along the way. Now, in no way am I saying that helping others is going to make you feel drained. That is not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying if you don't take the time out to nourish yourself first and foremost, then yes, helping others all the time and putting yourself on the back burner will ultimately drain you. I'm only speaking from experience because it happened to me. I'm at this point in my life now where I have no problem helping. But I truly, truly watch who I help. And I say that in a way of I help those who want to be helped. You see, because you can extend all the help in the world to people and you can want the best for people. But if they don't want the best for themselves, then, you know, it's really like beating a dead horse. And I found myself doing that over and over again. And, you know, when it came down to the time where I needed help and I needed someone to be there for me, those same people I helped were not there in return. And I started feeling some type of way, to be honest, because, like I said, at this point in my life, I need reciprocation. If it's not being reciprocated, then I don't want any parts of it. You see, it's mentally draining to constantly always give. Give advice, give your love, give your time. But you don't give that same energy to yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, that is very, very draining. And I learned that doing that only put me in a mind state of you can be generous, you can be loving, you can be kind and caring. But you gotta watch who you're being loving and kind and caring and helpful to. Once I started to love myself all over again, I started getting the side eyes, the sighs, the, oh, she thinks she's this and she's that. Honestly, from people who I really thought were close to me, even family members showed me that they'd rather for me to be unhappy than to be happy. And the truth is to that, it's always going to be like that, especially to those who love to see you down, hurt, confused, angry. Not knowing which way to go. But the more God started working on me, and the more I started to love myself, that's when a light bulb went off in my head. These people were never even for you. And I say all that to say this, because if they were, they would understand. They would be right there with you on your journey, cheering you on, letting you know that I love you, take care of you, you come first. If doing this and doing A, B, or C is making you mad or making you feel angry or making you hurt or making you feel down, or I'm sorry that you feel that way, I want to change that. Never any of that. Because when I tell you, misery likes company. You'll never see two happy people or a group of happy people talking down on anyone. That's just like that saying goes, hurt people hurt people. Well, it's true. Misery, when they say misery loves company, that's what that means. Miserable people like to click up with miserable people so they can live miserable, happy lives. You see what I did there? Miserable, happy. Yeah, they both, those two, you gotta pick one. There's no in-betweens. But I said all that to say this. I really won. Because that's when I gained Jatara back. That's when I realized that God has a different path for me. That is when I realized that you may feel alone now, but you're never alone because I'm right here with you. And for that, I had to come and share. Because I know this ultimately will help someone along the way. Good night. I love you all. And I'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you and have a great night. Welcome aboard if you are new. Welcome back if you are returning. Today, I'm just going to jump right straight into our episode today, and it is called The Healing Process. The Healing Process. What does healing mean to you? What steps do you take in order to start your healing process? Dig deep inside myself and ask myself, what's hurting you? What are your fears? What's stopping you from reaching your greatest potential? And the only answers I could come up with was, it was me. It was myself. I continued to beat myself up, go so hard and be so hard on myself. I didn't give myself time to breathe, to grow, to be human, to feel all those things. Let me repeat that again. I didn't give myself the chance to feel all those things. See, with me, it's simple. When it comes to emotions, I'm very stable. So with that being said, I don't allow my emotions to control or dictate my life. I have emotions, but I control my emotions. My emotions don't control me. Let me rewind. Back in 2016, I separated from my son's father. We decided that we were going to co-parent. And in that time, I told myself, you're going to take as much time as you need to heal yourself, baby girl. You're going to take the time out to talk to the Lord. Get right with Him. Get to know yourself all over again. And I took 2 years off to do so. Take care of my son and work on me. Fast forward 2018. I met a guy. And I could honestly say it was someone that I had never, it was someone that I had never met in my life. And I thought to myself, this is it, you know. This has to be, you know, that one. But see, little did I know, I wasn't even done healing yet. But I thought I did because I saw progress. My life started to change. I started doing things differently, thinking differently. You know, things were looking up for me. So I knew. No one could tell me that this wasn't my moment. So, long story short, I decided to continue and get to know this guy. And last year, on July 16th, I found out that I was expecting. And expecting a child. It took me by surprise, by far. I mean, it was such a surprise. And although I was very excited, it was very, very scary. My son is almost 6 now. So it had been almost 6 years. No, excuse me, 5 years, because that was last year, since becoming a mother. So I had all these different types of fears, and it just felt new all over again. Well, about a month and a half later, I started to miscarry. And, you know, I kept trying to stay positive and, you know, continue to be that woman that I already am. I prayed day in and day out. I prayed and I cried, and I told myself that no matter what, you are going to be just fine. I prayed and prayed because I wanted to continue on with my pregnancy, and I wanted to have a healthy child, but God had other plans for me. And in that moment, I couldn't see it. I couldn't understand, you know. Not one time did I question God and ask Him why, though. Not one time. Because I knew, although it hurt me from the depths of my soul, I knew that He had different plans for me. He had other plans for me. And I knew that if He could bless me to have a child, then I know that at the end of the day, when it's time, and on His time, He will make it happen. He will bless me with another child. But like I said, in the beginning, it wasn't that easy for me. I felt very alone. I felt like just odds, like all odds were against me. And even though I'm a firm believer, I have a lot of faith and courage and strength. At that point, I felt so weak. I felt undetermined. I felt betrayed. All those emotions that you deal with when you become pregnant, it was that times 10. And the only person that could take me out of my mess and out of my misery was God.